And now, by satellite, with all the news about the news, behind the news, underneath the news, here's media mouthpiece, Dirt Barfly.
That's Barfly. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all you jets winging your way up in the blue. This news is for you. In the news this week, nothing. But recently, the nation celebrated its birth amidst evidence that it has already died but doesn't know it yet. Dateline, the nation's capital. Inquisitive intruder Biff Bumstead was on location in the usual place.
Well, here I am again behind the Oval Office. I've given up about the roses. I didn't talk to Bert. I don't have any gadgets, no armor, no stilts, no cherry pickers. Just me. I realize I can't beat them, so I'm just going to walk over to the Oval Office window and let them do whatever they want. Here goes. They didn't do a thing. They didn't hurt me at all. I can't believe it. Maybe it's over. I'll hold our magic encephaloid mic up to the window, and we'll see what we hear.
Let's see. I'll just put this over here. There. Now, light, fuse, and retire quickly to a safe distance. Right. Cool. Blackened the ceiling a little, but it's over in the corner. I don't think anyone will notice. So maybe it's okay to set off this big one. I know. I'll put it way over here next to the fireplace. Then by the time it hits, it won't be going so fast. Boy, this is fun. Real 4th of July. None of that stupid Declaration of Independence stuff. When you're president, you don't get to see the war. You have to stay home in your flak jacket and helmet down in the bomb shelter under the table. You don't get to see the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air. I mean, is that fair? I started it, and I don't even get to watch. It's like Beethoven never hearing his Ninth Symphony. It's like Monet not being able to see the water lilies. It's like Ice-T not getting to see any dead cops. Well, that's not going to happen to George Bush. Let's see. Everything's ready? Just turn it a little to the left so it's pointed right at the picture of Bill Clinton. Here goes. Wow, look at that fuse go. Awesome. Damn, I forgot to retire quickly. Oh, damn, the blast-off ruined my white pants. Barbara's gonna kill me. Not too bad. No one will notice that crack in the mirror and the hole in the wall's not too big. Hey, where's the big brass samovar? Did it get blown away? The State Department will kill me. What's that? Ow! God, it's in one piece. I'm telling you, Arnold, they got it all wrong. It just doesn't have the punch it needs. And plus, they should have had the press there for the signing.
That safe would have all been arrested and hanged for treason.
That's no excuse for lack of showmanship. It would have been really different if we'd been there.
Yeah, mein Führer.
Jeez, Arnold, I asked you not to call me that.
Sorry, mein Führer, but mein Führer, what about Einstein's theory of relativity?
General or special?
General, the Velikovsky corollary states that T equals mc squared over V sub C cubed log E.
You mean?
Yes, V sub X equals pi to the C squared over F.
F?
The fudge factor.
Oh, then all we have to do is fly faster than the speed of public radio waves.
Yeah, and we can travel back.
Back to Philadelphia.
In 1776.
But no plane can fly that fast.
Ah, but I'm sure you'll forget.
Yes, this is a job for President in action. I simply say the secret word. Legitimate government by experienced people. And I become President in action.
I say the magic phrase. No political ambition. And I become Captain Tornado. Ready to destroy everything in my path. Yes, much better.
Well, you didn't have to tear all the pages out of my family Bible.
Oh, sorry.
And now, forward to the past.
I love this part.
Into the blue.
The President in action. Up in the air, into the blue. Up in the air, president in action. Looking for something to do. Up in the air, president in action. Up in the air, into the sun. History will show that in action is the best thing he's ever done.
Philadelphia, Mine Shore?
Look down there. That's Independence Hall.
Some of it is. That was fast.
But now we really have to travel fast. To go back in time, we have to go faster than Gergen and Shield's instant analysis.
Oh, can we do that?
President in action can do anything. Come on, Captain Tornado. Let's shove it to the wall.
Mine Shore, you're getting shorter.
The universe is getting longer.
Everything is turning blue.
This is it, Captain Tornado. Hang on. We have to slow down or we'll overshoot 1776. Now! There it is.
There's the city. It's gone.
This is 1776. It hasn't been built yet. Oh, look, there in that house. Betsy Ross stitching up that flag.
Yeah, and over there is that man printing Poor Richard's Almanac.
Boy, this is exciting. Come on, Captain Tornado. This is our chance to change history.
Bravo!
Here we go! Oh, fear not, gentlemen. I come in friendship and, may I say, support for your task here.
How can we know this strange man in weird tights? You could be one of the king's minions here to spy on us and deliver us into his power, wherefrom we be thrust into the oubliette of British treachery.
Boy, you talk great. Let's see, you have a bigger pen than anyone else. You must be John Hancock.
That is true, strange sir, and I do affirm my presence here along with these others of like mind and determination.
Wow, I love that talk. Do you mind if I use some of those words myself?
Brothers, methinks even the crown would not be so paltry in wits as to entrust yon whittled with any errand beyond that of keeper of the outer buildings.
What?
Right,
therefore, it is with complete confidence in our several safety that I say we continue the reading of the document. Go ahead, Mr. Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When in the course of human
events... Wow, Captain Tornado, this is it. The real moment. The moment America began. And we're here. Boy, will Dan be proud when I tell him.
You there, in the costume from hell with the odd striped cape.
That's the flag.
You must remain silent or depart, strange sir.
Oh, sorry.
Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation...
Hey, what's that stuff about altering or abolishing government?
Strange, sir. You are here on our sufferance, but you must remain silent or accept the consequences.
Yeah, but you're talking about the government. You can't go around busting up the government.
That is the reason we're here, to right the wrongs perpetrated on us by an unjust despot.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What's a despot?
We are here to affirm our determination to sever our ties to a nation across the sea which seeks only to exploit and enslave us, to steal our wealth and impoverish us.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government...
What? Throw off government? You guys are revolutionaries. Next thing, you'll be violating the Monroe Doctrine and inviting your commie friends in. Well, you're not going to screw up my country with your cultural elitism. Not while I'm...
President in action.
Come on, Captain Tornado. Let's save the government and clean out this nest of vipers.
Are you sure, Mine Shore?
Am I sure? Watch this. Take that, you stupid insurance man.
Violence will solve nothing.
Oh, yeah? What kind of American are you?
The kind who wants to see all men partake equally of the liberty which the Creator has given us.
Oh, yeah? Well, take that, Mr. Smart Pants-Founding Father.
I destroy everything in my path. Yeah!
Oh, destroying everything.
He's watching the king.
You have defeated us utterly, strange sir. Please, before you constrain us to our fate, tell us... Who are you?
I'm
President in action.
Yeah.
But you can call me George.
No wonder.
Well, Captain Tornado, our work here is done.
Into the blue!
George, is it? I fear for our nation.
Hang him!
Well, mein Führer, that was fun. What did we do?
We struck a blow against anarchy. These people were going to break up the government. That's revolution.
But, mein Führer, that's what they were supposed to do. You broke away from the king, remember? That's what the Declaration of Independence meant. It was the breakup of the empire.
What?
Breakup of the empire. Breakup. 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 Breakup.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Oh. Oh. Mm. Jeez. What a headache.
Oh, Chief, you got a hell of a bump on your head.
Oh, it must have been the samovar.
What happened? Looks like you were attacked by a scud.
No, just my own little 4th of July.
Well, they're waiting for you.
What?
For your 4th of July speech.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John.
Sam. I'm Sam.
Sure. Did you know those founding fathers were a bunch of revolutionaries? Jeez, I hope we're not teaching that in school.
Right. Just read what's on the teleprompter.
Oh, sure. I always do.
Behind the Oval Office, I'm Biff Bumstead. Now, the moment of truth. The roses didn't hurt me on the way over here. Usually they attack on the way back. Well, here goes. Jeez. Nothing. It's a whole new era of peace between man and rose. Now I can concentrate on my reporting. Did I hear something?
Thank you, Biff. So with all the news about the news, behind the news, underneath the news, I, Dyke Barfley, always down there digging.